What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome to the Consumers. My name is Greg Warren. To my left, Tim Convey.
Hello, Greg.
How you doing, buddy?
Terrific. How are you?
To my right, the other co-host, my right, my far right, Sean O'Brien.
Greg.
And then we have a guest. This is a little tricky. This is Nate Bargatze.
Hey, what's up?
It's
hard to say the last name.
It's his company, and yeah. You know. Sean and I have been talking about getting rid of Tim for a while, and we.
Is that right?
Yeah. We wanted to bring bring HR to do it, and
really,
yeah. Nate said that he wanted to.
That's what this is.
Yeah,
I wanted to see it. I go, I want to look in his eyes.
All right, and I can respect that.
Yeah. So yeah, because this was,
coming
months ago. It's just been a long time.
Yeah, that's fair.
I could get here.
I mean, and I know this is a rough moment for you, but I mean, you got to give it up to me and Sean. Pretty good at keeping a secret, right?
Yeah. No, that is. I mean, we've been through so much since then. And
And
here we are. I guess we'll see how this goes then.
No. Kind of your audition.
We are. We're thrilled to have Nate here, man. This is
thanks
awesome.
For having me, man. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's good to be here. I guess we should get it out of the way. Sean, a pretty awful weekend for you.
Yeah, man. Like, it's not. So, Nate, I'm a Western New York guy from, and you know, the Bills had a, it's painful. I went to Denver and, well, the end result obviously was not in my favor. And I've learned this, man, walking out, especially of a playoff game as the visitor, that is a painful, I mean, you just sit in the joy of everyone.
Yeah. I didn't feel like you feel like a Jersey guy too. Did you have,
you know, you think I would be, I'm not a Jersey guy.
No. Every other piece of clothing, though.
Yeah. You have a lot of Bills on.
Yeah, a lot
but
of
Bills. I would see a jersey. I would think a jersey. So I misread the situation.
You've never been a jersey guy.
What was it? Talk us through the attire that day.
Oh, man, it was beautiful. It was hoodie, Bills puffer coat, and then winter hat, Bills gloves.
Zubas.
And then some guy gave me a chicken wing medallion, which, you know, you just wear. It's part of the
Buffalo wings.
My life. Yeah, Buffalo wings. So.
Gotcha.
I took it off after 5 minutes, but I made him feel good. You know, I was like, this is great. I'm going to wear it the whole time. And then we
talked. You just met him in the parking lot or whatever?
Yeah. He was wandering around. He saw Bills. He's like, hey man, I got something for you. And I'm like, okay, this is great. And, I was like, I can't possibly wear this, you know, Flavor Flav looking clock.
That's what it was.
So I didn't want to hurt his feelings.
Did you stay bumbled up the whole time?
No, man, you're running off so much adrenaline, you know? You're like, it's odd. It was like 40 degrees, and I'm like, you know, I was worried. I'm like double socks, and, you know, I'm worried about freezing, and then you're just so, like, you don't even sit, and I don't know. But then
how are the Denver fans, especially after the game?
Sweet people. I got to say, what a world-class city.
Yeah.
I thought for sure I'd get, hey, it's pretty hard, but I don't know how your experience is on the road with ever hanging out with non, like, if you go to a Vandy game on the road, like, are fans pretty angry, indifferent? Have you had any experiences where you're like, ah, geez, guys, pump the brakes?
Yeah, nothing crazy. I think Kentucky fans can be kind of wild. Tennessee fans, I mean, especially Vandy's good right now. So, overall, it was like, it used to not be at all. Like, no one, everybody would be like, hey, man. They were like, I think the teams would root for you.
Yeah.
Except when you played them.
That's a human thing.
When you're
no threat to them, be like, you guys are great.
Yeah, you guys are great, man. I'm happy.
You start beating them once, they're like, they're not.
Then they turn the corner. Titans, is, you know, I don't know if I've ever been that decked out in Titan stuff.
Gloves, nobody has.
Yeah, but it's
that's every day, by the way, Nate.
Yeah,
no, just during football season.
I wear a lot of Vandy stuff. I mean, but I get. I felt terrible for the Bills. I'm rooting. That. That was the team I was rooting for. I've got to know Josh Allen, wonderful human being.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's good.
We're not going to be able to have a podcast
now. Well, yeah, he's awesome.
But he really is.
He really is. And it's, the post conference, afterwards, like, I mean, I believe, dude, he's like a great guy. And, it was just brutal. And it was brutal. It just hurt so bad for them to lose. And then to even top it off, like the Bo Nix is not even playing.
Yeah, right.
And then you're like, golly, man. So.
Well, you just said that's the thing. We're like walking out of the stadium and people are getting sadder on the Denver side. You're like, man, for winning the game and going to the AFC Championship. And then some guy goes, Bo Nix broke his ankle. I'm like, no. I was like, he did. That's impossible. There's no way. There's no time. And then you go online and you're like, oh man, that's the So we'll try again next year, gang. We just try again next year. I'll get my gear out. I'll get a hoodie for Greg. You could be a good sport, man. You could
wear
some stuff.
The Bills, man. I think everybody roots for the Bills.
Well, he's got NFL pain.
I lost three teams, but I was pulling for him. I was. Mm-hmm. I don't put all the stuff. He got my dad a hoodie.
Oh no!
My dad wears it.
I'll get you. Anybody? I'll get Nate a hoodie. Yeah. Who wants in?
You think maybe you go?
No way! In getting one from Josh Allen.
Yeah.
You think maybe?
Because why don't you let me try? I'll try first, and then I'll let you know if it doesn't get, work out.
If Josh can get you one, Sean.
I mean, I got Fanatics account that I got like fan loyalty points. I could cash in for you.
Oh yeah.
Just I'm saying, if you want in, you're playing.
I got blue. I mean, you know, I don't know. It's not Buffalo, but you know, we're handling. I really root for Buffalo.
You think maybe go Jersey next year and that'll turn things around? You think maybe that was the issue?
Yeah.
I do get a little superstitious. Like the guy I was sitting with, I kept swapping seats. Like we were on the aisle. So I was like, every time they did well, I was on the outside. When they did bad.
Yeah.
You know, and that.
You look
pretty ridiculous as a grown man.
I was doing a private gig once in Houston. Houston's playing the Dodgers in the playoffs. And it was, I went to both games. Like I just happened to be in town. And so it was like one of those corporate gigs that got done early where I was like, oh, I can go buy a ticket and like just, I'll be a little late. And it was that game that went where Houston, first game Dodgers won easy. Second game, they went into like 10 innings, 11,
crazy
game.
Yeah.
And so I just buy a ticket for myself and I'm sitting like, you know, 10 rows. I show up like second inning or something, and I'm sitting 10 rows up behind home plate. Like Larry King was like in my aisle. Like it was awesome. So I'm just by myself, and like Houston would be doing good or something. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna go, you know, walk around, buy a hat for like my dad and brother and stuff, and get some food, whatever. And so I'd walk around and I came back and they were down. And then I got up again to go to the bathroom, and then they went down. And the guy next to me was sitting with his family, and he goes, hey, every time you get up, we go down. So he goes, how about you stay seated the rest of the game?
It's so ridiculous to buy into.
I did it, though. He said it to the right guy.
Yeah.
Because I believe that. And I go, buddy, I'm not getting up at all anymore. Yeah. I'll die in these seats.
Was there a little bit of seriousness to his voice when he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was real serious.
Yeah.
And right when I sat down, too, he goes, how much you pay for that ticket? Like, and you could tell. Because it was like, you knew he bought his on some, you know, when someone comes in late and he just doesn't. I was like, I wish I would have said $25.
Yeah, $25.
Like just to break his, because like, he's probably $50,000 in the hole for five tickets.
That would have been great.
Oh, man. That's good. $25.
They're outside swimming for $25.
Because there's nothing. There you go.
With fees.
Yeah, get a hat too, and yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing how you break. Like you, they're like, I tricked myself in thinking that the destiny of the Bills was down to where I was sitting. Like oh, yeah. I, Sean O'Brien, controlled the way this would go. Yeah. It is.
I could see.
Not.
I get it. I get it.
Yeah. That thing,
I'm like that.
That thing you're at. The success or failure of the Astros had nothing to do in that World Series with you. It did have a lot to do with them banging trash cans in the back to indicate what that was the World Series.
That was the reflect. It was that they needed me for the noise to reflect. And when I got up, it was kind of off. And so a couple of guys were like, I don't,
that was the World Series. Yeah, though, man, that was it.
Yeah.
They were doing it. Yeah.
I never heard anything banged. Not that you, but you're not listening for that. You know, it's
I didn't think you're a part of it until now when you're saying that.
Did you go see him play and you were like, you hear that?
I was one of the only guys, and everybody thought I was
crazy.
Like, they're banging trash cans.
I've heard some trash cans, and the trash cans you're used to are the, at your age, were the ones they would be banging. Now, because I think younger people listening are like, well, how would you bang those trash cans? You got to go, no. No, Greg knows the sound of the old 1950s metal trash.
No
right?
recycling. There was no recycling. Oh,
it wasn't invented.
No,
it wasn't invented. They didn't even know. It wasn't invented. We were all going to live forever.
I was part of the gen. Man. We just threw stuff away. Threw it in the river.
Y'all had littering, I think, because you had a Native American cry. I think you would have had that. Yeah,
we did that.
So you were
we realized that was bad.
You realized the littering was bad, but that's as far as you know.
We were big in on those styrofoam quarter pounder containers too, which I have a feeling were not good for the environment. Those things those are great.
I watched last night the final podcast, man. And it's great. Really great.
That was thank awesome.
You. And boy, the my heart warmed when Nate. Nothing. There's just nothing better in life than when somebody takes a shot at Greg. Greg got hit. Yeah. He's on the sidelines. Something about being an old guy, and then 5 seconds later, he's like, "Well, yeah, he's 75." I'm crying. Because you understand, Nate, this dynamic. Tim and I get hit on this show.
Yeah,
like he, you know, he's known. There's bully tactics. There's things he does.
Honeysuckle.
You know. Yeah. There you go.
Huh?
Come on.
What are you doing?
Babies. You don't know how to talk into the microphone? You can't whisper over to me?
You just gotta, what was that, weirdo?
Yeah.
So weird. They're babies is what I was trying to say.
No. I would like to say, Greg did just show me a wrestle move, and my whole left neck and shoulder hurts pretty good. He pulled no stops. So I was
trying to demonstrate.
What was it? A single leg?
It was reverse headlock. Very, very strong. Very, very strong. And I felt like every old joke I've ever made about him, he gave it back to me. Right in that hallway.
Come on.
Right in that hallway.
But I thought he was going to pass out in doing it. So I thought the podcast was canceled. This just happened steps away right before we came in here. You missed it.
Oh, no.
It was insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he went like completely pale, and it looked. I mean, were you a little wobbly there for a second?
No,
just in the energy you exerted.
Maybe.
Yeah, Greg. Yeah, admit. Yeah, I've wrestled in 60 years, so admit. You know, you're a little. I'm just doing.
Oh, Randy likes it.
Put it on the books, baby.
Yeah,
that's two.
The Randy likes it sign. I am not going to go to anymore because it didn't turn off the last time.
Yeah, I got a little out.
Nate, I don't know if you've seen that update to the set.
It's
really exciting.
It's a big. It's a new feature on the podcast.
Yeah,
the people are eating.
That's where this money's going.
It's testing very.
That's what
very
I came
well.
Here just to see. Be like. Because it's the balance sheets aren't balancing. And then you go, oh, okay. Now I see where it's gone.
Yeah, man.
It's a long-term investment.
It's a long-term investment.
That's $5,000. Yeah.
It's going to pay off. That's going to pay off.
It is, man. Yeah. You got to sow seeds. Man.
Yeah.
You got to get this going.
What if I ended my podcast last night and I came here also to end y'all's podcast? You go, I'm just the grim reaper of all Nate Land podcasts to go. And we're sorry to tell you this is it.
Run for the hills, Nickerson.
Yeah.
Great, man.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Tim and I were at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on Sunday. We played Cleveland. Man. Yeah, yeah. Nick over there at Cleveland said to say hi to you.
Yes, and he's the best.
Man. Isn't he great?
He's the best.
He's awesome. But
yeah, that club is the club that got a call. Seinfeld. You've seen that picture they have on the wall. Like Seinfeld got a message that his show got picked up, and he was at that comedy club.
No way.
At Cleveland. Yeah.
Really?
And they have like... They typed out a message or something out of, you know, whatever they did back then. But it was it's where Seinfeld was when he found out.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that club's unbelievable.
It's unreal.
Mm-hmm.
The food and the Nick is just he's.
Do you know Bates' story about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Like, I don't know if it's been told.
I don't think
did he
so.
Tell it here? He went to Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, walked around, was in there for, a couple hours. And they're basically closing up. And he sees someone coming from upstairs. And they're walking downstairs. And he's like, what's that? And they go, that's the museum. He was in the lobby. He was in the lobby the whole time. So then he had about 25 minutes to race through the whole museum.
Never stopping looking at
Never
anything.
Just staring at like the nerds or something. Like in the line, he was in the gift shop.
Yeah, the lobby's like the gift shop, and
they got food.
They got food, but I think they have a couple stuff like
there is
up.
Enough to make you think that it might be
that
museum.
It might be. And he was, just, I mean, he's like, I mean, he knows those plaques by heart. And then he just had to like sweat run through the whole rest of it.
That would be great if he didn't. If he came back, he's like, I don't know what the big deal is.
I don't think it was the big deal. Not much there.
Oh, I'm with him on that. I can identify with that. That's a class. That's something right in my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Oh, easily, Greg. You know me, man. I get like disoriented in places and I could totally see myself pulling a stone like that.
But there's so much stuff. I mean, I don't know what he could have possibly thought all that stuff was.
The elevator with
storage.
Randy.
Anyway.
Yeah. He's a man also at an age that I think thinks a lot about storage a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Love some storage.
Yeah.
Did you have what's a favorite thing you saw?
Well, there was this performance space that like you could just go, somebody could sit in and sing or play an instrument with these like four or five real session musicians. And, I just sat there and watched that I was with you, right?
Yeah, it was cool.
That was awesome. And then a couple, like this one girl came in and you could tell she'd sung before.
Yeah. She sang, what was it? Like Amy Winehouse or something?
Yeah.
It was awesome.
But the guy that did the, they sang Michael Jackson, Beat It, and Tim's, Tim was in a band and stuff, so he's like, is he gonna try the guitar solo? And I could tell you were skeptical.
I was like, this is here we go. Yeah. Because Eddie Van Halen plays on that song, and I'm like, this is gonna be good. And he shredded it. Without breaking a sweat. I mean, he's just, for all we know, he played that solo 30 times that day.
That's he was how, bored. That's yeah, yeah, he was bored. With. And it was like
really cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, man. Yeah, that was awesome.
Did you catch a U2 exhibit? Don't they have like a?
They kicked him out. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Oh, really?
They did some.
Sean's a big. This is not
good. Yeah.
No, I didn't see a whole lot of U2. I mean, I saw they had a big SNL, and was he in that?
Was Nate
in the montage?
I don't think. I mean, it was mostly musical.
Yeah, but there was
Foo Fighters. Well, they would have shown when Christopher Walken said Foo Fighters wrong or something.
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters. Oh, yeah. when I did it the first time, Foo Fighters were the musical guests, and he came back said it right. So if they showed that, it was at least the episode I was on.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I don't think I would have been in there.
Yeah.
They have like, it was a really cool, we sat there and watched the film for like 20 minutes and it's like, it was neat the way they did it.
Yeah, that part, that might have been my favorite part.
That was pretty
SNL
cool.
Stuff.
How long were you in there for?
3 hours?
Maybe three.
Yeah.
But that was mostly for him. His brother and I could tell, Kern was like me, like, 45 minutes tops. Yeah. I'm spending these things. And Tim's, and he's a music guy, so we're like, we got to do this.
I was moving. I thought I was a pretty brisk pace for me. I tried to be aware of that, that I didn't want to, like,
get you just said 3 hours, man. I mean, that's not...
Three hours,
we can
crazy.
Walk a lot, but it's still 3 hours.
Don't you think I was leaving an exhibit first and you guys were following me? I was setting the pace.
I mean, you're missing the point. It was 3 hours.
All right. It was awesome, though.
No, it was great. I'm glad I did it. I'm glad I did it.
Yeah, it was cool.
I think I could walk through the National History Museum of America in 25 minutes.
Yeah, man, I'll
fly through a museum.
Yeah, me too. I went one time.
Which I shouldn't be. I will agree.
Yeah, no, but it's,
I should take it in.
You should.
It's hard not to.
I agree. But I one time early on the road, I brought a feature act, Chad Huff, and we went to this some Missouri Wildlife Museum or something in Springfield. And we get there, and I'm like, yeah, let's go see this. And I was thinking, yeah, it's 30 minutes, see some fish or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's at the first thing, and he reads every word. I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Like, he does, this is, what? What are you doing, man?
Yeah, he's into it, man.
He's doing what you're supposed to do. I did.
Yeah.
But I tried to show some respect. But yeah, he's feature act.
He's feature. Yeah. You go. You're feature act, brother. Because you can't. Yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah.
There's some feature acts. That's I always talk about. The main thing on the road is a feature act. Just be the good hang and just be like, I don't know.
You're in luck. That's what I do.
If you want to be an hour, if you want to be 10 minutes, if you want to, I'll do whatever.
These guys are both great hangs on the road.
Yeah.
Sean, every now and then, though, will get in a weird sleeping schedule. Cincinnati, I believe. Was it Cincinnati? Yeah.
Yeah,
I didn't see you. I didn't see you the whole time other than the show. He was sleeping. Well,
yeah.
I'm like, your job is to go to lunch with me.
Yeah.
He was like waking up about 5:30.
It wasn't good. I'll admit that. Yeah. But
and Greg buys your lunch.
Oh, yeah, man.
That's what he does. He does. He bought, that's when I opened for Greg, he bought my own.
Is that right?
Yeah. He took me out. He said, I always do this as a... Only bought one lunch. He didn't do the whole weekend. But
I should have bought more, man.
That all about.
Yeah, we went out.
What are you cutting corners on?
We went to one. Yeah, Lexington Comedy Club.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And he bought it. He just said, "I usually do this. I like to buy lunch for the opener, and then I was like, hey, great.
See you tomorrow.
Next day.
Yeah, round two.
Yeah, next day. Just
two tabs, please.
Yeah.
Two tabs.
Hey, guys, should I order both my lunches now? I guess.
Greg points. He'll take it.
I think that we just want. I do remember. I don't know if you. We went to that racetrack that week, man.
Yeah.
The famous one. Keeneland.
Keeneland.
That is a cool place, man. That's open like 8 weekends out of the year.
Mm-hmm.
That place. Yeah, it's great. These guys get We ate some barbecue in Kansas City. He came on the Casey run.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And we ate barbecue every day.
Every day, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. By day 5, you're like, oof. It's like competitive.
Yeah. Because, how many days was it?
Six.
Six days, 14 shows.
If you're going to eat it every day, that is pretty.
That's the most compact shows you've done in a.
Anybody's
be,
ever,
right?
Nobody's ever done
that. No one's ever done that. Day, Yeah, I don't know if anybody's ever done 14 shows in 6 days.
That was great. It was all because of this guy.
No.
We met Eric Stone Street because you and
Eric,
he took us to a barbecue place.
He's great at it.
Man, it was real good. Yeah. The brand this week is Nerds.
Yeah. Buckle up, Nate.
I got to say,
we get into it.
Yeah, this is good stuff here. I think, you know, I've heard you mention them before, but one of my favorite things that you've done in your act lately, I could tell it, I don't know, you were, I don't think it was written, because you were just talking one night about Dr. Pepper, and you're like, they're doing some good stuff,
yeah.
Dr. Pepper. And then you just out of nowhere, in front of 20,000 people, he goes, and I got to tell you, Nerds is doing some really good stuff.
Yeah, that's great, man.
Yeah.
I could tell it was sincere.
It was. I'll go back and forth when I put it in or don't put it in.
Yeah.
But it's, yeah, I do. I mean, I don't get anything for it. I just, I'm just a big fan. And I think Diet Dr. Pepper's one, and they fit with Nerds. They are trying stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are
pushing boundaries.
They're pushing boundaries.
Taking chances.
Yeah.
And that's why they're excelling, is that you're seeing a lot of other candy kind of get stuck. You know, it's like, well, we got a worm gummy worm, but like now it's an octopus, and you're like, do you see what nerd? Like, are you out of your mind? We've got different. We're in different holders now. Like we're it's packaged.
It's barely nerds anymore.
It's, I mean, yeah, it's not. It's all the game.
Yep.
It's it nerds is truly.
It's true innovation where those guys are just trying to repackage it.
You can nerds is a, if you need a job, I would imagine go to nerds and go work there because that's. No bad ideas.
Man, I don't know if you can just go in on the ground floor at Nerds, though. You probably, they're probably like, go get some experience over at...
You start at Twizzlers or something? Oh, like
at Skittles or
yeah, licorice.
And then come in and then we'll take a look at
just
it.
Just to wrap your head around. Yeah. I know, but maybe you need some off-the-wall thinkers.
Yeah.
You could have a couple guys. Because, I mean, dude, this is new hires. This isn't the old school system.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I think if you look at, Snickers, which maybe they don't need to change, and like a lot, which I love all this candy, Twix and all this, but like they're, it's kind of like tradition, like this is what we do.
Yeah.
Where nerds is like Oregon football, where like we wear a different uniform every day.
Well, it's part of the story is they had to innovate. Like it was dying. They had their heyday, talk about, and then they had to come up with all this stuff. And so it's a real bounce back story.
Tim does a history,
story.
Tends to say, we're going to talk about it. He never really does.
Relax, Greg. All right, I'm going to just lead with this then. Yeah, so Tim, I don't want to
just trust your instinct,
wind buddy. It up. I'll lead with this. Nerds came out in 1983, and they were invented, as far as I can tell, in St. Louis, Missouri.
No way.
No way. Yeah.
What? Isn't that crazy?
What? Yeah.
I know. That's why I told you. Remember, I was like, hey, I got it. Don't look at anything. Because I wanted to blow your mind. I was wondering why you...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. And I had to read it 10 times because, Nate, just a couple weeks ago, we did Listerine and found out Listerine was invented here, too.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So I was like, this is... Anyway. We're going to... Nerds, if you remember, when they came out as a kid, and they don't say it now, but it always said Wonka on it, right?
Like, yeah.
Like Willy Wonka, which the story of that company is kind of the story of how Nerds came about, and that's all pretty crazy. Willy Wonka obviously came from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. The children's book came out in 1964. Who wrote it, Sean? Nate, Greg, anybody?
Wait.
Who wrote that?
Charles Dickens.
No.
No, Charles.
Roald Dahl.
Roald Dahl.
Yep.
Yeah. That was
Winnie the Pooh, too, right?
No, that's E.B.
Dalton.
Something else. Yeah, that's a different one. He did Big Friendly Giant. He did...
James and the Giant Peach?
He did a... Maybe it's that one. Yeah.
Thanks, James Giant Peach.
He did a bunch of stuff. Eric's on it. He's going to check all that out. So he puts that on 64. The movie that we know came out in 1971. This little girl, her dad was the eventual director and said, you got to make a movie out of that. And hey, you should get my Uncle Dave. Uncle Dave was a producer friend of his. This guy, David L. Walper, was the producer of that movie. And this is all pretty crazy. There's different versions of this story. Like
the Walper guy, is this, I don't want to get into it.
No,
maybe I'll cut ahead. Are you going to come back to Walper at all? Is he part of anything?
He's a pretty big part of this movie happening.
But he's not part of like, is he? Or what? I don't want to, I don't know.
No, go ahead.
The candy or the
Walper? No, this guy's name is, it's Walper.
Oh.
I see what you're saying.
I thought, the I mean, little, this guy.
Yeah. No.
I go, I mean, this
Did
guy.
Did you think his name was Walper?
I thought that's what he said. All right, then I also thought Burger King Whopper. I go, this guy. I go, dude. I go, the Whopper guy might be.
I would have led with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I thought I didn't want to get ahead of you.
No, I appreciate
and
it.
And then you're like, it's the Whopper candy.
Nate's mind. This guy did Burger King.
Yeah.
He invented the lie.
Yeah, he's a huge liar.
He's in the film industry.
Yeah. He told a big Whopper.
Yeah, big Whopper. I mean, golly.
So this guy, but it looks like this guy, while he wasn't involved in the candies, was a pretty smooth talker. He went to the Quaker Oats Company and said, hey, guys, we're going to make a movie, this Willy Wonka movie, the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. We're going to adapt it. I know you guys have your hands in a lot of different things, and it just so happened that the Quaker Oats Company, had a subsidiary in Chicago called Breaker Confections, and they were working on a candy bar. So this producer goes to them and goes, hey, man, we're going to make this movie. You guys can invest in this movie, and we'll give you the rights to call your new chocolate bars Wonka bars. What do you think? And Quaker Oats, who has no experience whatsoever in the films, is like, yep, let's do it. He talked him into it. They give him $3 million to go make the movie. So the book was called Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. The movie, though, is called Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, because as the story goes, Quaker Oats said, you got to put the name in the title if this is really going to be worth our money. So if you see that movie that came out in 1971, it's like the big title, Willy Wonka, and really small, it says produced by your boy Walper and the Quaker Oats Company.
Mm. Wow.
Pretty crazy.
All right. Mm-hmm.
So they're like, yeah, we're in. They give them $3 million. They go make this movie. The movie comes out. But meanwhile, Quaker, they can't get their stuff together. They never get the chocolate bar out. Their investment is for nothing. And Willy Wonka, even though it's legendary, and I didn't know this at the time, didn't do well in the theaters. Some critics were like, yeah, the movie's pretty cool, but it didn't make a lot of money. So Quaker Oats, it's all for nothing, right? That happens in the 70s. So then movie comes out. Like I said, didn't do so well. They can't get their candy bar together at all. So then the brand officially launched right before the movie came out, but it didn't matter because they didn't have the bars out. And then somebody comes in 1975 and they buy the Willy Wonka brand. They buy that company. And that is a company that bought them called Sunmark Corporation, based right here in St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay.
So they're sitting on the rights to the Wonka stuff, right? Then 1980 hits. People start VHS rentals like crazy, Blockbusters around. Yeah. And Willy Wonka takes off. So they're like, maybe there's something to this. Let's start doing some stuff. They get in and they kind of start calling themselves the Wonka Company because Willy Wonka is blowing up on VHS. Sunmark, by the way, based here in St. Louis, also invented, you ready? Pixie Sticks, Sweet Tarts, Spree, and Fun Dip.
Spree?
Yeah.
Sprees, man. They
those are,
Sprees.
I mean, that's.
When I was in high school, Sprees were, man, that was.
Yeah. Yeah. Spree, I like Sprees. But I mean, like, I love all the other. Fun Dip was a big one.
You Fun Dip?
I love Fun Dip.
Really?
Fun Dip's the one where then you would eat the stick, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You
would lick it and then dip it.
And then dip.
Yeah.
Yeah, just pure sugar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you literally, the bag is just colored
this
flavored
stuff
sugar.
Yeah, quite a bit in there too, Sean.
I think I'm not disputing. Oh, yeah. Think
about that lineup, though. It's all, Pixie Sticks is a tube of sugar.
That's true.
Yeah. Sweet, I mean, it's all the same thing.
I mean, Spree, though, man. I remember when Spree... When Spree came out, I was like, I'll never eat another sweet tart in my life.
I agree with that.
This is something.
I like a sweet tart. Is it the big, when they made it, it's about the little, the big chewy
are you talking
sweet
about
tart?
The big tablet?
Oh, man.
I agree.
Oh, man.
Unbelievable.
I used to go get them on the road, like when you'd be driving on the road, gas station. I mean, I was all day.
It looks like an Alka-Seltzer.
Oh, man. I love a sweet tart. Oh, the big ones.
Yeah,
I know exactly. It's like
multiple
one
bites.
Or two in a pack.
Four,
yeah.
One or two.
Four.
Four. Four. They're four different colors.
Yeah,
it's like yellow, red.
But aren't
blue
they like this big?
It's like a they're. Okay. I mean, they're decent. But there's four of them.
Oh, man, I think I might I might have a bigger one for you.
What?
Really?
No. Yeah.
I don't think.
Yeah.
No, I don't think there is a bigger one.
I don't think so, man.
You're thinking about one.
I mean, I think I saw one per pack. Somewhere.
Those are the day they came out, I guess. You might have grown up in the test audience where they're just putting them in your mailbox.
Hey, man, I ran a couple of those tests.
Oh,
boy.
Yeah.
Fat-free Pringles, the biggest disaster in Procter & Gamble's history. I was part of that test market.
Man.
Yeah, bad.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
So at this company, the Sunmark in St. Louis, a young marketing manager named Angelo Fragos, he led the project that became this. And this is all from the marketing department, which isn't that wild that a lot of these candies get invented by the marketing department. It's not these taste guys, flavor guys cooking up different things. It's people going, what can we sell the kids? How do we do this?
So they're working backwards. They're like, I got a concept. Now go make something to... Okay.
Exactly. So they would go to schools and interview kids about candy. They'd ask them what they liked, what they didn't like, what they traded at lunch, all this stuff. And they came up with a bunch of really interesting things that led to Nerds. One of the things they came up with, girls like to dump the candy, whatever candy it is, into their hands and then eat it. And boys, straight from the package. So that's one of the things they wanted to do is come up with something that could be both and could be, you know, sort of fun. The story goes a lot of different ways in terms of the name. They say one of the things they also tested was, you know, names that they called each other. You can imagine nerd, dork, dweeb, all that stuff.
Yeah.
They threw them on the boxes and they'd show the kids and be like, what sounds good? And Nerds won out, as supposedly beat Dweebs, which they later launched a different candy called Dweebs. Nerds beat it by just a little bit. But there are other stories. So there's a Dr. Seuss book called If I Ran the Zoo in 1950, where they talk about a nerd.
A nerd is one of the creatures
that I guess he's
But it was before, like, nerd was a dork, right?
Yeah, that was 1950, the book. I mean, you tell us.
Nerd could have meant a lot of things back in 1950, but because I don't know if we want to go digging around.
I wish we could get the list of, like, or the package mock-ups of some of those other insult words.
Yeah.
That one, thank God that didn't go. Yeah.
Oh, I bet it's.
Yeah.
If you're in that room.
Yeah. Right.
I'll tell you what, I bet it was a fun room.
Oh, yeah. Agreed. Yeah.
Totally. It was a fun room.
Especially during that time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and you're just, oh, yeah. I bet people still have nicknames from till this day from that room. They get called something like, there's some guy that they're like, hey, doorknob. And he's like, God, man, he's just so mad. Why do they call you doorknob? It's a long story.
I'm making a candy. Yeah, I was talking
nerd. You doorknob. Know, candy nerds. Kids.
Doorknobs is good, though. I like that.
Yeah. Doorknobs would be a great candy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember, God, that reminds me, it's way off base, sorry, but there's this guy, Johnny. He's Johnny Kavanaugh. You know Johnny Kavanaugh?
Oh, yeah, John.
A good comic. And Johnny, when we were coming up, always seemed to have some room that nobody had ever heard of. And he's a sweet guy. So, you know, you just see him at the open mic and be like, you never work door knockers down there in Cape Girardeau? And be like, yeah, hey, what? He'd be like, I get you, man. I'm going to call Tom right now. You never work door knockers? I'm going to call Tom right now.
Bit of a dweeb, but he's a good guy.
He works.
Yeah. Oh, man. Johnny knew all these. I'm like, where, Johnny, there's no way that exists, man.
Yeah.
That's
great. So, but they also say, you know, it's part of the anti-cool branding. Like it's nerd meant awkward, uncool, outsider. The nerds themselves, they don't look smooth. They look tough and they're not adult. And that was kind of the point.
Oh, so, the not smooth thing is interesting. Cause yeah, they're very
not smooth.
Yeah.
They're all completely different.
Yeah.
So they come up with, they have all this research and they're like, all right, let's go. They have a cool name. They got to make this thing. What nerds basically are, the nucleus of each candy is composed of one or more complete sucrose crystals. And then they're just coating it in liquid corn syrup over and over and over in this big, it like swirls around. And that's why they're all sort of unusual shapes. And then they're thickly glazed in Carnauba wax. What you see in like every candy that's in every bit of ingredient. You aren't?
Carnauba. I mean, I'm sure I've eaten it. But
yeah. I'm sure P&G's putting that on all kinds of stuff.
I don't think so.
You got like you're saying that's in the majority of stuff we're eating? Carnauba wax?
Candies, yeah. Oh, man. It's going to be in most ingredients, yeah. They pack NURBS in, if you remember, the dual chamber boxes, which I remember so well. Just the coolest thing.
Yeah.
One flavor on one side, one flavor on the other. They were two different openings. So much of my childhood, I think of having nerds in my pocket and you could hear them shake. Yeah. They could hear you coming.
Yeah.
Felt good if you had a full pack in particular. And then doing one side, then the other, then you'd accidentally leave the wrong side open and they'd go up your nose from the opposite side.
Yeah.
And you're addicted to snorting nerds. One thing leads to another.
You get them mixed up in the two. You could mix them in the two.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
I'm not in favor of that.
Or it'd get wet from your mouth and you couldn't open it anymore.
Yeah, man, I had problems with that pour spout. Like, that was not efficient for me. I would just rip the whole
top off.
Yeah. We just eliminate. Bowl, whatever. I would just. Because it would get caught. It's like cereal, man.
That's my nerd's bowl.
Yeah.
That guy that eats nerds out of a bowl.
It's truly just a box. Like, it's like a, you know, it's just this rectangle box.
Yeah.
So it is. It's not like it has any. Like easy pour to it,
right?
Right, but the old days, like in the 80s and 90s, they had like
the double,
a double slot. And I'm telling you, it was not smooth coming out of there.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so I fixed that problem real fast.
Tore it right off.
Right in the trash.
Put it in your cup.
And it looks like the double barrel things aren't around anymore. You didn't find any of those.
Well, I mean, and I think they're a little.
I think they're getting all. I think it's
they're doing fine.
I think they're in. It's another planet now. So
well, this is what I was going to ask you guys because I haven't had them in a long time. I stopped when they were just this.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and I may be getting ahead of some of what you're doing, but it feels to me, just as the guy that went out and bought the samples, like, you can't find these, just regular nerds. Yeah. Mm. I mean, I had to look hard.
Yeah.
So it feels like they progress and they progress into this, and I can't wait to taste whatever this is, but the cluster thing. But it left the regular nerds behind, it seems like. If you look at the shelf, and yeah, I can read a shelf, it's like nobody wants this anymore, yeah, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think you still, you get them in, like, these are big Halloween, like, it's like just a little bit of a taste, and you just can, you know, shoot it.
Yeah.
So it's not a whole thing. These right here, don't sleep on those right there.
Yeah, I've never tried those.
Oh, so these, man, are the big chewies.
Oh, man.
Hey, let's try these, man.
So I'll keep going here. They did Text Market in Chicago and St. Louis. Kids loved them. They flipped out. It was great. So by 1985, Nerds had gone national, and the National Candy Wholesalers Association in 1985 named them Candy of the Year.
That's
huge.
Yeah, man.
Nerds are blowing up all over the place. And again, this is prime time for our candy eating years, at least for the three of us. Nerds was at its absolute peak, just blew up. In 1988, then Wonka Brands was bought by Nestle.
That's nice.
Man, this.
Let me try one of those. Yeah, things.
Get in there, buddy.
You got these big chewies. You got to get on this.
I'm in on it.
It's crazy.
I'm in on it. Thank you. Oh, wow.
It's just like a big version of that.
Was not expecting any of this.
Chewy.
Man, I don't know which flavor I'm liking so much, but it's, I think it's got Skittles beat, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It is Skittly.
It's got a Skittle, but it's got.
It's not crazy. There's something about that texture, the original ones. They just sit in that. You got to kind of crunch them.
Right.
I think that's amazing. I got to try some original ones. Nerds are huge. Late 80s, early 90s, nerds are just, they're huge. They're everywhere. Again, prime time for us as kids. You're eating them all the time. They kept experimenting with new flavors, and they'd try spinoffs and all that, but the market changed, right? Novelty candies, Fun Dip, Airheads, Warheads, Baby Bottle Pop, all that stuff started coming out.
By the way, can I jump in on the Warheads?
By all means.
Not fun. Not a fun game they played. They had Atomic Hot, from what I remember, and then Sour, and it was, I mean, it was painful. I don't know what kid enjoyed Warheads.
They beat you up.
I like the Sour. I always liked Sour, and I like Sour because you just got to get through that. You know, it's life, man. You just got to get that first little bit, and then it chills out. You're like, it is life, dude. It's like, whoa.
More about the lesson than
the lesson, yeah.
Yeah.
You just got to get through it's not crazy long.
Yeah, I mean, if you got to the last 5 minutes of it, there was some fun to have. Yeah. But man, you're tough. Yeah, I couldn't handle it, man. The Sour's too much. Timmy.
No, it's all right. Nerds starts fading, just kind of going down, like less popular as other stuff comes out.
They late 80s,
sold
early 90s?
Again. The 2000s, they were in sort of rough shape.
Because I don't think they were ever doing anything, right? It was just this.
They would come up with different flavors, and they would try to do little things, but they weren't completely reinventing themselves.
And sometimes with these, with candy, we're like, if it's a different flavor, you're like, you can't tell if it's a different flavor. Like, no, I would have to eat 1,000 of them.
Right.
In a one sitting.
Right.
Like if you did strawberry and grape, I don't know if
we did that with Hawaiian Punch. But I'm saying
we
had like eight different kinds of Hawaiian Punch to introduce. That was all the same. It was just different colors.
Yeah.
It was the same thing.
Like if you had one, you know, couple strawberry, then give me a couple grapes.
All right.
And then you don't know. Well, that's a lot of grapes. Now you're going to, all right, I'm going to pour some there. So it's about equal. You can close your eyes. Try that first, and then this, and then you can have that one. Try that first.
Tell us which. He's doing his right hand.
All right, taking it in.
Those are nerds.
Yeah.
Randy, paycheck left.
I think the first one was great.
No.
You're wrong, buddy.
See, got it wrong.
It's a great point.
It's a tough world out there, man.
It's just there's too small.
Yeah.
So you would need, you know.
Do you think there is a difference?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
You'd have to draw a whole box.
If I did a box and then I did a box, I'd be able to tell for sure.
Yeah, probably in a full. But it's kind of like the Skittles, man. I didn't think there was a huge.
Skittles, we learned there is a difference, but it's not a lot.
But that's what I'm saying. Skittles, I'm saying you're not moving hard.
Yeah. They're not a lot with Skittles. Well, if you were doing but the way you see it, and when the bowl and the spoon, you'd probably be able to.
But Starburst, there's. I mean, I like the red one. Starburst has got
Starburst.
Oh,
Starburst
is different. Red. They have four lanes.
M&M's is the one that isn't, right?
Four lanes. It's just colors.
They got four lanes in Starburst.
Four lanes.
Well, they do.
I know, you're right.
I'm just saying, like, Starburst, like, I mean, whoever's, like, having fun with yellow Starburst probably isn't,
I mean, sometimes,
doing well.
Is it more yellow or banana? I mean, lemon or banana?
I think it's more lemon.
Lemon.
Yeah,
it's not banana, dude. You're thinking of Runtz. Runtz actually had bananas in them.
Yeah.
Banana Starburst?
He was late to the party.
Out of your mind.
But I can't wait till we bring this up.
Can we just get into this?
This is ruined, and I mean, my life is all different.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the short version here is, guys, Nerds goes down to $40 million annual revenue, which sounds fine, but guess what? Skittles and M&M, they're doing $500 million. So they were starting to have trouble. They sold the company again to Ferrero, I believe it's called.
Yeah.
People who started Nutella. And they were like, we got
to. Careful.
We got to do something.
What? Yeah, he doesn't. Nutella, Tim.
Nutella's It's some of the best stuff ever.
No,
made.
It's not.
Oh, boy.
Everybody loves Nutella.
No. I can't believe you bring up Nutella on this.
Now, what do you want to do?
Dude.
Nutella. All right, do Peter Pan. Go ahead. Talk about Peter Pan.
This is...
You can do this in front of Nate?
This is that rare moment.
Peter Pan bought Nerds. And you go, I knew they did.
This is that rare moment where your boss's boss shows up and you're like, this is great.
Yeah. Oh. It's the best day ever.
Talk to me.
Look at
Randy.
I'm going to let
you
this
talk
happen.
About Nutella all you want, brother.
Yeah. And I'll stop talking about it when I'm ready. In fact, we might just do the rest of the show on Nutella. In fact, somebody send it out. Bring it up here. We're pivoting. We're changing brands on the fly. Get rid of all this Nerd stuff. Get 95 jars of Nutella. We got the hands to do it.
So the Nutella people are like, we got to reinvent this thing. Yeah. They did some research on the Nerds rope in particular. They're like, why do people like the Nerds rope? And they were like, texture. We love the texture. So they're like, what else can we do? They basically chopped up the Nerds rope and invented the little gummy guys.
Gummy cluster.
Yeah, gummy cluster. Thank you. And an absolute game changer came out, blew up. People loved it.
So first gummy cluster I've ever eaten.
Dude, no going back.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Kylie Jenner posted about it. It was a game changer for them, completely free, just of her own, because she loved them, went crazy on social media. The Nerds boxes still have TikTok. It shows you their TikTok account because it just blew up. They were doing ASMR unboxings. They were doing freeze-dried Nerd videos. They did a Super Bowl commercial with Addison Rae. The Shaboozy's been in a commercial. They just started blowing up. It's young. It's back. And now, as of 2024, Nerds... up at that $500 million mark with Skittles and M&M's.
Really,
again, up from 45. They're at $500 million. And gummy clusters make up 90%.
90%. That's sales. What the shelf looks
it.
Like.
I believe.
Yeah.
You can't find these.
I know it because I'm 80% of it. Yeah. I mean, all I eat is stuff.
So I'm ready to try first gummy cluster.
I would like to say when I did the whole box of these, I could tell a difference.
Good.
Okay. Cool.
The strawberry grape.
Yeah.
And then the other one I wanted to ask, you said the rope came first.
The rope came out in it. The rope did come from the rope came when they were still kind of like, what are we doing? But they were like, hey, there's something about this rope.
This is what I mean. This is why I like Nerds so much is because they're getting into the game. Like you said, Skittles, where the Skittles is just doing one thing. I mean, they got the gummy and all that stuff, but they're doing one thing. You know what you're buying is Skittles.
Thing, man.
And so Nerds is having to put in a lot of work where they're like, dude, we got to have too many things. And then they're closing in now.
Yeah.
To be like, this is the fun money.
And not
afraid
to fail.
This is the fun money.
Can you imagine the guy that, the guys that are having to come up with the new stuff and the boss, and they're like, we got this thing. He's like, try again.
Try again.
Now do something else. And we've been, do something else.
This cluster is, it's even better than I would have expected.
Right, Greg, you want to get involved on an opinion here?
Oh, I had the blue one. It's amazing.
The rope, Nate, came out in 2001.
I did not know that. I did not know the rope.
Can I try this rope here?
Yeah, the Valentine's cluster, the clusters I could do without.
That'd be a tough question, but pre-9/11 or?
Yeah, pre-9/11.
Well.
So that's just basically.
We don't shy away from
I'm
that.
Just trying to get a angle.
Wow.
That rope's good.
What do you think, man?
They were there with the rope.
Cluster's unbelievable.
Yeah, they,
really?
They were there. Yeah, they just cut them up.
Can I get some rope?
Rope's all right, man.
You're going to break a piece of rope.
I'm covered, buddy.
They were. You want a piece of the rope?
Yeah, I'll take some of the rope, man.
The rope, they were there. Yep.
It just took somebody going, let's make this snackable.
Yeah, they were there.
Yep.
You know somebody that called me, like, because somebody was like, we got cut up. You know, I invented gummy clusters. You know, the guys, he's getting all the, they're saying, like, Dave has saved the company. Yeah. And a couple guys make it. He just cut up a rope, man.
He
just cut up a rope, man. It's not a man. Big deal. I made the rope.
I invented it.
Mm. Let me ask you this. How would you describe the rope different from the cluster without trying to describe the same thing? Obviously not by length and measurement.
The rope is more nerd heavy. The cluster is more gummy heavy.
Yeah. Is that what we're
going to do? You're kind of back to the pouring in the mouth and
agreed.
And that kind of thing. More a rope snack-y. Is like, you know, you got to carry a rope around all day.
Yep.
Yeah, it's
a lot. Now, here's something. If you guys, this is the juicy gummy cluster. Ooh. Have you had this?
Yeah. This rope is incredible, too.
Rope's a lot of fun, man.
Look at this. It just looks like probably more gummy than nerd, I would bet.
Oh, that's the juicy,
gummy
cluster? That seems...
I got to try a few.
See what's happening.
That's pretty good, man.
What is? What are you trying?
It's about the same size. Roughly.
What's different?
Yeah. One of the big ones. You get some small nerd clusters.
Yeah. On average, I'm going to bet it's 40% bigger.
I think I want more nerd.
Okay.
For me.
This may be unpopular, but I'm not so sure that these things aren't my favorite thing.
Those are my... I'm a big fan. I think this juicy one is an easy way to get someone into clusters. It's
kind of a gateway.
You don't go right into clusters if they're really like, I don't know, go try this. This is like a gummy bear. It's got a little nerds on it.
I get that. Kind of a slow roller. But then
once you get them in, I mean.
Yeah. But not crunchy enough.
Not crunchy enough.
Yeah.
But Tim, that's did why you try this, man?
Yeah. Hang on. I'll give it another shot.
Nate, I want to say something in defense of Skittles, because you kind of said they didn't really innovate a lot. And they don't, not on the scale of nerds, but they're, have you seen the pop Skittles? Mm-mm. It's like a Skittle blew up.
Oh,
like inside
maybe
out.
Like it's dry.
It came out of an air fryer.
Yeah, I've seen it. No, it's pretty good. I mean, you got to blow up your food to make it even. I'm telling you, you can't. Hey, I think you're locked in a room with Skittles, and you can't get out of the room. But nerds, there's no walls.
Journey.
Yeah. There's no walls.
It's mind blowing.
It goes. It's just crazy. There's no walls. They can do it all.
Yeah.
They can get to gum.
Yeah. Somebody's like, the building. What building? There's no
gum. Would be easy for them.
Oh, there's Nerds gum.
Oh, yeah.
Do we have it?
It looks... I failed on that one. On Greg.
It looks just like Nerds.
I didn't even know to check in the gum aisle.
I'm with you, man. I wouldn't have gone that way.
There are so many spin-off products. Sour Nerds, Nerds Rope, Rainbow Nerds, Jumbo Nerds, Nerds Gumballs, Seasonal Nerds. That includes Spooky Nerds, Frosty Nerds, Valentine Nerds.
Valentine's I would do without.
And Hoppin' Nerds for Easter. There is a Nerds cereal. There is Nerds gum. There's Dweebs, which are discontinued. You know what they did with Dweebs? They're a little softer than the original Nerds, but you know, Nerds was the double thing. They did three. That was their angle on Dweebs.
Wait a minute. I don't get it.
When they came out with Dweebs candy, Nerds were famously had two
sides. Yeah, yeah.
Dweebs had three. They're like, you're not going to believe it.
Let me tell you what they should have done with Dweebs. Put the Nerds inside, outside the gum. Gummy. That's what they should do.
It's really
you should come back with Dweebs. Yeah. It's like a... Like almost like a drop, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe a little more gummier, and it's just loaded with nerds inside.
I like it, man.
It's really good.
Hey, Tim, can we talk for 30 seconds about nerd cereal?
Whatever you want, buddy.
That's all. I mean, that's earth-shattering.
Oh, you want me to give you some details?
You just put it in milk and have fun.
It's a now discontinued breakfast cereal that, like the candy, featured two separate flavors in a box. So they were milking that thing. The cereal came with a mail-in offer for a nerd cereal bowl, which would have been great for you.
I missed the bowl.
Which also, that bowl also, guess what, divided in two.
Mm. Oh, all right.
That's what they were milking.
And milking it, huh?
Milking. Yeah, that's right. Nerd Blizzard, what Dairy Queen did a Nerd Blizzard, yeah. Which of course they did.
Just so you know, man, the Blizzard kind of started here.
The Blizzard? I'm a big fan of the Blizzard.
Well, there's a place called Ted Drew's. Maybe somebody take you there tomorrow. It's, yeah. Maybe we get somebody to run out and get it tonight for you. They invented a thing called the concrete. And they would serve it upside down. And there was a regional manager from Dairy Queen that was in St. Louis and saw it and took it to Dairy Queen. Drew's, man.
Ted Drew. All right. We'll go there.
Not far from here.
Real good.
I
also want to share, over in the UK, they have something called the Nerdalicious. It's like licorice, but with nerds inside the licorice.
So that's kind of that's dweebs.
Nate's idea, sort of.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's what they just call it, dweebs. If it's doing good.
That's a good idea.
If you want it, if they want the dweebs name to survive,
it's gone.
Yeah.
It's too late.
I tell you what, also what's good about nerds is if I like their choices. Because it can be like, you can eat a few of the clusters and you eat a bunch of them and then you're like, kind of like, all right, I don't know if I can eat more clusters. But then it's like, you could go to this. You could go to the Big Chew Nerds. Yes. And it feels different.
That's a different thing.
And then you go to just the old-fashioned box nerds. That's like you're cleaning the palate.
Start all over again.
You're like, because these are still nobody's doing that.
They're reliable.
Huh?
I don't think anybody's doing that.
No one's flicking them.
I mean, nobody's eating those things anymore. Like this.
Oh, they're eating them. Oh yeah, dude.
I think
you're crazy.
Yeah, man. I think Halloween they still have a good market. Man. Yeah,
I think
they're
it's
in
a
the
big
mixed
market.
Bag.
Do you guys see this?
I think they're doing. Oh,
I go through my daughters and I get these.
Really? Yeah.
I mean, this is getting some. You know, this is big money to be throwing that out at Halloween.
You can't do that.
You can't have a full bag of that.
Yeah, see the variety pack. That's something else right there, man. Yeah. Six ropes, some nerd clusters, some other stuff.
That's a good find.
They're great, right? Man. Oh, there's not a single one of these. I mean, most of these products we do where we get a little bit of everything.
It was full. I thought it was an empty box. Why was it so full?
It's empty. They took it all out.
There's usually something on the table where like, they didn't get me with that. But all these things are good.
All these
don't you think?
Yeah, no, they didn't. No. They didn't come. I mean, the Valentine's Day, the flavor wasn't my thing. But there's not a crazy amount of flavors, right? Because you're getting so many flavors in one thing.
It's not a criticism.
I kind of like what they're doing. You know, it's kind of
strawberry grape. I mean, what would be a third?
There's
You mean on the clusters or what do you? What is?
Yeah,
you,
wait.
What
you're talking well, specifically
so like, that's
what?
The strawberry punch. This is the very berry.
Yeah.
There's not a ton of these different types, you know, at least that I was able to find.
I think they realized when they came out with the rope and then the gummy clusters is they were just doing, the rainbow things. They're like, it's the marketing kind of comes first. Like they know these things are good, but it's like, what's going to look really cool for kids. And the way they make them is pretty awesome.
Well, it's what I'm saying. It's a thing I respect about them. There's a thing called skew proliferation. In the game.
Oh boy.
Don't get started.
We got lingo.
It's a game that Pillsbury used to play with frosting. And they'd have about 80 different items and they were all the same thing.
You know? Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying when I was about, you could, out of all the candy, like if you sit here with Skittles and go, you got to eat Skittles, all Skittles products for an hour, you don't got that many choices.
Yeah.
If you had to sit here with nerds for an hour, you could really change it up. And be fine.
It's not enough time.
Before you had to go back around.
You could say, give me three. I can get three.
Yeah.
3 hours, you think?
I've got like man.
Yeah.
Clocking in at 280. Yeah. I get three and a half, 4 hours.
I'm spending 45 minutes on the clusters.
Yeah, you're still, as you should, man.
What am I supposed to do with that?
Now, wait a minute, Nate, let me ask you. You're on record Sour Patch guy, right? That's a big part of, I mean,
not I'm life, a big but. Sour Patch Kid fan, yes. But I mean, again, nerds, nerds could be there for me now. Like,
is that right?
They go head to head, man.
They go. I mean, nerds could be because sour, like it's just once they started doing this and the clusters and the stuff like that. I'm not, you know, I still go back. I'll go back to gummy. I like gummy worms and you know some old, you know, the old fashioned gummy worms, the trolls. I like so. I'm always in kind of that realm of things, but yeah. I was always Sour Patch.
Sour Patch,
big Sour Patch.
They must be doing a lot too, because when I went to the CVS and I think I went to a Target.
They have big ones, little ones.
These you could tell those are the premier, not when outside of chocolate, but those are the premier.
But candies. I don't know if Sour Patch is, it's like this different of things.
Yeah, they just got a lot of shelf space.
Yeah.
I will say this, man. I did try that Sour Patch, the grape. Remember we had to run out? You had a special request for that. We did the kid show. And then somebody was like, I want grape only. And yeah, I'm like, why? That's really specific.
Yeah.
I get it now. That grape one is, it's in a class by itself.
Really?
I think what so. Is it? Sour Patch grape. It's just not as tart.
Yeah.
It's the best way I would put it. And obviously grape flavor. It's worth taking a shot at.
I get frustrated with Sour Patch when you grab one, it's watermelon. And then you're like, oh, man. And all of it's watermelon.
Yeah, I didn't know.
I haven't tried a grape.
Oh, it's
fun, like, man. I love grape.
Was that Bloomington where that
came? Yeah, that was Bloomington.
It was Jared from Bloomington.
Where I got a special
His
request.
His son's best friend like had some kind of food allergy. And we usually, for the kid, we were doing the kids show that day. And we usually go get candy at Sam's. And he was like, he's got to have this special kind. Yeah. So me and Sean had to drive all over Bloomington.
Which is like nine gas stations.
Looking for this thing. And I'm yelling at him. I'm like, come on, man. He's like, they're not there, man.
You go in and look, too? Let me go look. You don't know.
I did. He doesn't trust my work.
Yeah. And then I was like,
you don't know where they'd be putting them.
Yeah, that was, that kid got his thing, though, man.
Oh, it's a smart play. Yeah. Just say you have an allergy.
There was no allergy, was there?
No, he gets fine. It's great play's better. And he probably did it once, and he's like, that's, because
it wouldn't, it wouldn't make sense that you're like, well, I can only have a grape. Like, if you're like nerds and you're like, well, I can only eat the grape ones, you'd be like, well, what allergy is that?
Max,
that
Thompson.
Might be a kid that was born in the Nerds Factory.
Yeah.
I would believe that.
Yeah. Tim, you want to get to some comments real quick?
I would love to do some comments. Yeah, man. That's it on the Nerds thing. I think the most interesting thing that I take away here is
what a great
the reinvention and all the creativity that came because it got so bad for them. They were down to 40 million. And some of these other brands, like, they're just kind of consistent. Hey, we're Skittles. We're doing fine. It took Nerds up against the ropes to turn things around.
The Nerd rope, as it were.
By the way, I love how that's a bad number in the candy business. I would think, like, million. If you were to ask me an hour ago, they did 40 million last year in Nerds, I'd be like, dude, this is life.
Well, but compared to those big guys,
what I'm saying,
I'm sure plenty of companies are trucking along at 40 million in their pump. But when you're Nerds and at one point, you own the category.
I think you got to be too many places. So if you're Nerds, you got to be all over the country. Like all over the world. So 40 million gets stretched out when you're like, dude, you got, I mean, gas stations you got to be in. You got to be in so much stuff to make a dent.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think Lifesavers is like, 40, man, I'd love to have 40 million.
Yeah, they would. Yeah. Probably would.
Yeah, Lifesavers is, Lifesavers should talk to Nerds.
They're not gonna budge, man.
I know, but I don't think that. I mean, I think they should talk. They should call. They should set up a call.
It might be collusion, Nate. I don't know if they're allowed to talk to each other.
I don't know. If that's collusion. Why would Lifesavers not just call and go like, hey, like the guy under, not the president, but the like two rings under, Secretary of State of Lifesavers.
It's all
calls.
Rings.
Yeah,
too.
It's all rings. Yeah. So he calls Nerds and goes, well, how'd you get to the rope?
Hey, off the record.
This is all off the record.
It's between you. And then the Nerds, Nerds president is listening, and he's like, go ahead,
tell him. He goes, Adam, it doesn't matter. He goes,
tell them what
they can't get to the rope because they got a hole.
Yeah, go tell them.
We got comments.
What are they gonna do?
Comments are from the Listerine episode that you guys left on YouTube. Thank you for the comments. Keep them coming on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on YouTube. We appreciate it. Listerine episode, a lot of topics. DJJ86 said, I'm only about 30 minutes in, but Greg sounded so unimpressed / extra salty when I was listening that I had to stop and look up whether or not Listerine was a P&G product. My suspicion was confirmed, Listerine, a big P&G competitor. Multiple comments on this. They could tell because of your attitude that this was, you had a deep down bitterness toward the product.
Bitter is what Listerine is. Scope is tasty.
Still taking shots.
Randy then. Still taking
shots. Guys.
It's just a tough.
I don't know.
Yeah. You just all, I mean, it's just. P&G, you have P&G on your cask, on your
graveyard
site. So I think you're more proud of that than comedy. Oh, yeah. All the things you've done in comedy.
There's no doubt.
Oh, yeah.
True.
PNG, wrestling, comedy.
Yeah, 14 shows to Kansas City.
But
then Bob and Tom. Yeah. And then it's like, and then that's the order.
Listen, 14 shows is way to,
no one's 14
shows
it.
A big deal, but 99 cent GIF in Columbus, Ohio was
that was a big deal.
You gotta see truckloads. coming up from the plant in Lexington. Truckloads.
A lot of Listerine fans, Logan Callahan, R4S, said my mama, 92 years old.
Mama, sorry.
Is a believer in Listerine for everything. She would pour it on our open wounds to clean them when we were at her house. The depression era is still strong with her. She throws nothing away. She has the switches she used to use on us still on her refrigerator, and she would buy Listerine because she could do multiple household chores and healthcare with one product.
Mm. Pretty good. I get that. Yeah. That was like my dad with WD-40. He'd just spray anything to the point you're like, is that where it would go? I mean, that would be something that like a door... Like to the, I don't know, refrigerator. What it would be like, maybe creaking.
I think that's what it's for.
I know. I'm just saying, like, there's a lot. Like he went intense with the range. I'm just kind of making a comparison to what how she's like. I dump it in everything.
Put it on his knee.
But I'll take a chance. Doesn't care. So
A few comments. People offering their condolences about the Bills to you. We obviously already covered that, but want to let you know a lot of love in there. Cody Thomas, 9661, said, "I need whole beans is the most country club thing I've ever heard, but the honeysuckle Warren." Was solid.
Okay.
It's a shot at me, but also applauding my shot at you. People like the honey. Nate, I don't know if you know, honeysuckle is the bully of the plant community, and it's kind of become a nickname for Greg.
Oh, yeah.
Honeysuckle.
Yeah, I mean, it's a, people are talking about it.
Yeah. Lighten up the comments.
Couple of babies is what it is.
There he goes. Old honeysuckle.
There it is.
And finally.
Old HS.
Amazingly, 178 said, "The Consumers is a sitcom. Plotline is driven by the product. Will the supply be enough? Will the facts be coherent, interesting, and factual? The beginning and middle have conflict, but the ending is always back to being buddies. We end with all right in the consumer's world until the next segment. Well done. You have the right to continue. Thanks."
Awesome.
Cool, man. That was
for me. They get it.
That was from me.
Thanks, Nate. Yeah.
We can keep going.
Yeah.
I get to stick around. What's that?
We got any more?
That's it. I skipped the bill stuff and
well, we all want to say thanks, man.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Not just for being here, for letting us do this, man.
Awesome. Look, y'all I'm not doing it. Y'all are doing it. People love your podcast. People listen to it. They love you guys. So that's the only thing you need to give to me is that y'all are killing it and you're crushing it and, keep doing it. I'm glad to finally get to be here to do one. Nerds was a great one. And, this is what Nate Lane's all about. So
we're having a blast.
Y'all are killing it.
Plugs this week. Nate has a movie coming out called The Breadwinner.
Yes.
Woo-hoo!
March 13th.
March 13th. Mm-hmm. That's going to be awesome. Everybody make sure they try to get their opening weekend.
When's this come out?
We haven't figured that out yet, but it'll be out before that.
All right. Yeah, Game show?
Game show comes out on February 25th.
ABC.
The Greatest Average American. Nate is the host. I am
the
announcer.
Your boy is the announcer.
Yeah.
He found out the day before. I told him the day he was Cincinnati.
Yeah.
He's about to go on stage in Cincinnati. I said, "Go get Greg." And then Greg comes in. I don't know. He's probably like, "I don't know what's about to happen."
I didn't.
It was just me and Lindsay sitting in there. Lindsay's sitting behind you. And then I'm like, "Hey, I need you to be announcer for this game show. It's Monday." And now this was Saturday.
Sunday night.
Sunday night.
And you go, "What are you doing tomorrow?" I go, "I'm doing Consumers. We got to get, you know," and you go, fly home. And I got to ask ABC. And I got done with recording an episode of the Consumers. I turn on my phone. Nate's going to text. ABC says, "Fine. Have your agent call and make the deal. Be in Nashville tomorrow morning." It was awesome. It was one of the greatest. It was funnest.
And by the way, man, Greg, good job on that. When I was watching you do the intro last night, for the final podcast. You got the voice, man.
He did.
I mean, this whole time, 15 years I've known you, I'm like, that's not the guy. Yeah. That is not the guy for that.
I got to call him. Yeah.
Sean is, I could do that.
Well, I was like, there's no way.
Yeah.
That's not him. And then it goes there, he crushes it.
It was in between him and my buddy Travis I grew up
who's
with.
Who's got a great voice.
Yeah.
You'll hear him tonight.
Yeah, you'll hear him tonight when he brings me up in St. Louis. But it is funny that it was between someone's done comedy for 45 years or my buddy Travis.
And so that's too great.
It was close. And I mean, it was a humdinger, man.
I'd have gone Travis. If it came down to me, I'd have gone Travis. I got to do, they had me go in the studio today and doing some ADR stuff for the,
oh yeah.
Yeah, like some correction stuff. And it was, I got to do one that was, I got to do some sort of baseball announcer stuff today. It was one of the funnest things I've done because I listen to so much baseball. I'm like, and I was just doing, touch them all, Nate.
Wow, that's funny. Yeah. Julian McCullough also is, he's on it with us. So it's a fun time. That's February 25th, ABC.
Tim, you got anything you want to plug?
My headlining weekend at the Funny Bone at Westport Plaza in St. Louis, February 19th through the 21st. Those tickets are on sale now, timconveystuff.com.
All right. You are. Try that again.
You are. Thank you again, Nate. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, right. Thanks, Nate. Yeah. Thanks for everything.
No, absolutely. Thank you, guys.
We are the consumers. You have been consumed.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.